Hi, I'm Teddy. I'm 15. Like many of my friends, I'm a social media addict. My favourites are Snapchat and BBM, and I spend hours and hours a day on them.
You always feel connected, like you know what everyone's doing at the same time, and it's like you have to know what everyone's doing.
We used to have a little conversation when you come home from school, but now you don't. You go straight upstairs, and that's it.
It's the first day. I'm quite unsure about what I should replace the time I use my social media with. It's actually quite hard. I don't know what to do on the laptop. There's nothing to do anymore.
Tell me, how was it?
I did get quite a bit more sleep than usual because I wasn't distracted by Instagram.
What about you? How was it?
What about those who didn't make it?
It was nice to get more free time, but then I didn't know what to do with the time.
I found it hard.
You're putting together a report for school report, and what you need to do is to put your own experience into a wider context. You need to talk to an expert who knows about what social media does to children's well-being, to their mental health.
The fear of missing out is a big thing, right? But the problem is, the more choice you have, the less easy it is to really like what you have. Have you ever been to those places where they've got so many flavors of ice cream? I was just in it. It's just crazy, right? So normally, you know, you like chocolate. But when you've got like six different flavors of chocolate, you're eating it, but you're not fully enjoying it because the other five flavors might have been even better. That's everything in the world now because there's so many other parties you could be going to or conversations you could be having. And the issue is because that's in your awareness so much, you're not where you are. So there is something to be said of really standing still and tasting what you're tasting or learning what you're learning or having fun with what you're having fun with.
I've learned that I don't have to live with social media in my hand constantly. Now my phone isn't the first thing I reach for when I wake up. This is Teddy reporting for BBC News School Report.
School reporters there having a go at trying to live without social media. And you can see and hear more from BBC School Reporters by going to bbc.com/schoolreport. It was a pivotal moment in British history, the Battle of Bosworth in 1485, which ushered in the Tudor dynasty. And later, a special service will be held in Leicester Cathedral for the arrival of the remains of King Richard III, who died at Bosworth. His coffin will travel to Bosworth and other villages before arriving at the cathedral. Our correspondent, Joe Black, spoke to me from Bosworth Field.
Yes, 530 years ago, 1485, Richard III was defeated